Hi, how's it going? I saw Back to the Future in the cinema today. It was amazing to see Back to the Future on the big screen. And there were some people, a couple of seats down from me actually, that had never seen it before. I mean, they were older people. They were in their 40s, I'd say, and they'd never seen it before. It's amazing because it's a film that I've seen so much since I was a child. My earliest memory of Back to the Future would be, we got it out on video when I was, oh God, I suppose it was about five, maybe six. I couldn't have even been five. Wow. Because the sequel came out in 1990. And I remember watching Entertainment Tonight on Sky One saying that Back to the Future 2 was in production and here's some pictures from the set and it would be out next year. So that would have been 1989, which would have made me 8 years old. I'd say I might have been five or six. So it's amazing to think that, you know, all these years later, 25 years later, here we are almost in the future that they're going to in the second one. And it's amazing to look around and think where I am now in comparison to the child I was at the time. Pretty much where I thought I'd be. I thought I'd be, confident and able to do things, have a big group of friends, and that's what I do have. Other things, not so much, like thought I'd be married, I thought I'd be with a woman, but obviously that's the kind of things that a kid that would think, because you're taught to think those things. Being gay, not so much. Not going to be with a woman anytime soon or ever. As well as that, it's amazing to see it on the big screen after seeing it so many times on VHS and then DVD, and now it's going to come out on Blu-ray, which I'll probably get at some stage in the future. It's amazing because the real cinema experience really gives you something. The experience of seeing it with a big group of people, seeing it with great sound, a lovely digital projection, it's really awesome. Really, really is. As well as that, college has been kind of cool at the moment. There's an awful lot of stuff going on. I will be going to Germany at the end of this month, which is a big, big undertaking. But I think that I'm ready for something like that. I'm ready to spread my wings, see a little bit of the world, and do it by myself, which is going to be a big step for me. As well as that, I think that things are kind of starting to fall into place, which is good. Myself and Rich are kind of good friends now, at the same time as, you know, having been together. Maybe you shouldn't be going into this on the podcast, but anyway, I'm not going to do that. No, this is purely professional podcast. So this is the life and times of me. College is pretty good, pretty great, and I think that things will be going well in the future with college too. Hopefully, all these projects and assignments will not be too hard in the future. Okay, then that's me. Good night and good luck. And watch Back to the Future if you've never watched it before, because you really do need to. And I think sometime soon I'll be watching Back to the Future Part 2 again. Actually, in 5 years' time, I have this Back to the Future Day planned. And that's the day that Back to the Future 2 is happening in 2015, if you know what I mean. When they go to 2015, there's a certain day. So that would be the day I will watch Back to the Future 1, 2 and 3 together. And let's hope I'm not working or something that day. Anyway, good night and good luck. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.